Deuteronomy chapter 16, verse 16. 3 times in the year must all your males appear before Yahweh your God in the place which he shall choose. So then, 3 times in the year they were to all appear, all the males were to appear before Yahweh in the sanctuary, where they were to keep the 3 main feasts, unleavened bread, feast of weeks, feast of tents. Well, I think that, first of all, I would notice that in the place which he shall choose, that doesn't mean that he was going to choose a place such as Jerusalem, and that was going to be the permanent capital, I think, or the permanent rest of the sanctuary. If that was the idea, then I think that would have been stated. The idea is that God might choose a different place on a regular basis, because when David wants to build a temple, God explains to him through Nathan that that's not what I want, because I'm a God on the move. I've never asked for a physical place. In fact, I quite like dwelling beneath the curtains of the tabernacle, which was, of course, all designed with a series of rings and poles that it could be mobile. And yet, you see how man prefers religion over the journey, over spirituality. And, all right, God went along with David. You know, he wanted to do this. He wanted to locate God, as it were, in Zion. And I think that's partly because David had a particular fondness for the hill of Zion. He says that God chose this location, but I wonder whether, in fact, that's not David sort of thinking or transferring his own preferences and his own little fantasies onto God, in the same way as he seems to go on, and Solomon, and say, oh yeah, God did want us to build a temple. Well, no, that's not at all what God said. He said to Nathan that I do not want a temple. I will build you a house. So I think this phrase, in the place which Yahweh shall choose, does not necessarily mean that God was going to sort of weigh up the whole sort of area of Canaan and decide upon a particular place and put his finger down on a particular area and say, right, now I choose this. Why hadn't God chosen that already at this point? Well, as I say, I think it's because he intended to be mobile. And indeed, the sanctuary was fairly mobile. It was at Shiloh, it was at various places until David decided to settle things down in Jerusalem. And this is what he says, that I have always been moving around. This is the kind of God I am. And that is why you may feel in your own life a certain kind of instability. Because God is on the move. God is spirit in the sense that he is this restless energy moving on all the time. Not for the sake of it, just to keep moving on, but to develop his glory. So, 3 times in a year, all their males were to appear. And this Hebrew word translated appear. Now, I'll read out how that Hebrew word is translated in the Hebrew Bible. To discern, to be approved, to be gazed upon, to look upon oneself, to perceive, to show oneself. I think the idea is that there was to be an appearance, a revelation of yourself before God, which was going to result in you looking upon yourself. As I say, the word is also translated to look upon oneself, to discern oneself. So you see here in this the beginnings of the idea that the breaking of bread, which is sort of our equivalent of the feasts, is a time of self-examination, of self-revelation to God. Because according to our attitude to Jesus crucified, our real heart is revealed, both to God and, of course, to ourselves. Now, of course, God knows us anyway. I think the idea is that as you stand there, as it were, before the cross, and you catch the eye of the crucified Jesus, the Son of God loved me, and gave himself for me. Quite naturally, self-examination is elicited. You realize that you are revealed to God, and thereby you are revealed to yourself. And they were told that they were not to appear empty. Well, you can easily misunderstand that as meaning you're not to appear without something to offer, because he goes on in verse 17, every man shall give as he is able. But I'm not sure that that is the sense of this word empty. Don't appear before Yahweh empty, because that is the usual Hebrew word that's translated without cause or in vain. Don't appear, that is, come there to be revealed before me, in vain or without cause. In other words, don't see those feasts as mere rituals, so that your appearance before me is just in vain. On one hand, by our nature, I think we need some form of discipline. We need sort of regular ritual to some degree. And yet the problem, as soon as you start to have a regular program of behavior, some sort of discipline, is that, of course, it all just becomes mere ritual. It all just becomes a mere tradition. And God is warning against this. That yes, on one hand, you need some sort of structure to your life. You need to say that, yes, I will get up that bit earlier every day, and I will read the Bible, and I will pray to God. And yes, I will make little moments in my life, the routine of life, maybe at lunchtime, maybe coffee break or whatever, when I will just go to the toilet, and if you're in the workplace, and pray for 2 or 3 minutes to God, or whatever. Yeah, we need those regular structures in our lives, because otherwise we are so weak that we will just spiritually wander all over the place. Yes, you do need those sorts of things, but the problem is, as soon as you have these regular things, they become just, or tend to become, ritualistic and empty. And so God says, you are to appear 3 times a year before me, but do not appear in vain. Empty, in vain, without cause. Don't allow the structures that you need to just become mere regular tradition, ritualism, etc. And yes, verse 17 then goes on, I think, separately to say, every man shall give as he is able. And that is pretty well quoted, or certainly alluded to, when Paul is appealing to the Corinthians to be generous to his appeal for the poor Jewish brethren in Judea. So all were to give as they are able. Coming before God does elicit, surely, a desire to give. And he says, you are all to do this. This is not just for the rich. This is not just for the wealthy. But according to the blessing of Yahweh your God, which he has given you, you are all to give. And he assumes there that the blessing of Yahweh is given to each of us, and indeed it is. So then the desire to give, no matter how small, should be part of our response as we come before Yahweh, as we are revealed before him. You realize all that I have is his, and of his own do I give him. There can be no hoarding, as it were, away from him. God, this is yours, this little pile, and this pile here, this is my stash. No, this cannot be as you come before him. So, yes, there is this idea that you are to give as you are able, and that's why it does seem, from the New Testament record, that there is an association between the breaking of bread and collecting for the Lord's work. But that may have just been practical. That was the one time in the week when they came together and when they could practically donate.